Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building, and we're going live right now. We're going to have the beautiful playwright, director, artist, gospel singer live in the building, Lorray. And she has this upcoming play that's going to be on stage, and it's called The Ties That Bind. It's amazing, and there's going to be tickets on sale, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to talk to her today live on www.lushradioonline.net. We're on live. You can call in at 213-943-3705. And today it's all about Lorray. So let's go to the phone and see if we got Lorray live in the building with us today. Lorray, you in the building?
Hey, hello.
Today?
I am here.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing well.
Feeling?
How are you? I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling great. You should feel great. It's Friday. It's a fun day.
Yes,
and
it is.
Alive. Praise God.
Yes, praise Him.
Amen. Lorray, so talk to us, man. I mean, you know, you got this amazing stage play. You're an amazing artist. You know, what's going on?
Well, I am getting ready, like you said, for the stage play, which is in 15 days, and I am just excited. I can't wait till it hit the stage. This play is amazing. The cast is amazing. The stories are true life stories that we deal with on a day-to-day basis in our society, in our community, as well as in our family. So I'm just excited to share this awesome vision that God has given me to share with the people. I'm just so elated, and I can't wait.
So what are some of the things that are some of the focuses on this play that people should definitely, you know, pay attention to?
Well, we are going to be touching on suicide. We're going to be touching on domestic violence, alcoholism. We're going to be touching on spiritual warfare in the family, you know, how to hold on to your faith when everything else looks down, no matter what's going on in your life around you. You've got to hold on to your faith. So it's definitely a production that is going to teach you that you can get through anything. As long as you hold on to your faith and trust in God, anything is possible.
Definitely. And what was the intent behind writing this screenplay? I mean, this actual play that you're that's coming up in a few.
Well, actually, I started writing this play 10 years ago. And I started started out doing it as a hobby. Because I write songs, I said, you know, let me see if I can write a book. It was first a book, and then I was like, well, you know, let me try it as a play. And I started on it for a little while and kind of got away from it, dealing with everyday life, you know, children, marriage, work. So I took some time away from it. And then last year I was in two stage productions, and I felt great about being back on stage acting. And January this year, God said, it's time. It's time for you to bring forth what I have given you. So in doing that, I said, okay, God. And he said, trust in me. And that's what I've been doing thus far. He has brought great cast members to the production. My management, CBD Management, Valencia Clipper Davis, my husband. And it's just amazing to have people behind me that, you know, believe in me. I never would have thought I would be here. But again, God said, trust him. And that's what I've been doing. And since I've been trusting in him, things have just been unfolding before my eyes.
Exactly. And you know, that's definitely a blessing. And what were some of the set challenges that you faced? You know, because a lot of people, you know, they're trying to write, they're trying to do books, they're trying to do different things. Some people, you know, face different challenges and stuff. What were some of the challenges you faced, you know, trying to create this project?
I would say one, self-esteem, me not believing in myself and not believing that I can do it. But being under my management, she has really taught me a lot about myself and what I can do. And she has, you know, helped me to believe in myself, believe that I can do whatever I set my mind to. Just last year, I released my first debut album entitled LaRae, Her Story, Her Voice. I would have never thought I would have done that, and I started that 10 years ago, whereas 11 years this year, but 11 years ago, I never thought I would finish an album, and I did, to have my own listening party. I've always had that self-esteem issue that I wasn't good enough, that I couldn't do it, I wasn't as good as the next person, but management taught me a lot about myself, and then again, putting my faith in God and just trusting in him with the gifts that he has given me, a voice, creativity, talent. So I just put it all to the front and laid it all down and said, okay, God, you said trust you, so I'm going to trust you. I'm going to lay it down at your feet, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So who are some of the people that you work with to with this play, or some of the actors or characters in this play?
Well, of course, my management, CDD Management, Valencia Clipper Davis, my assistant director, Martin Bray. I have some comedians, some local DMV comedians. I have Howard G. Gaskins, Kiss My Bumper. Everyone should know who he is. I have a DMV comedian, up-and-coming comedian, Reckless Riley. Also, I have Baltimore's own model and actor, Mr. Class. And I have two artists from the group Novas, Rockstar Prime and Tay Tino. So these are just some of the local artists that I have in the production, but I have an amazing cast. I have a cast of 22, and they all are wonderful. Some of them are experienced, some of them are not experienced, but once you see them on that stage, you're going to think they're all experienced, because each person gives something so dynamic to their role. And me as a director, to hear a few of my actors come to me to say, you just don't understand, the role that you have me in is what I lived. I lived this life. So I'm portraying what I lived. And I'm like, wow, that is amazing. And that's something I would have never known, because I never really sat down to talk to my cast to say, okay, so tell me your story. But, you know, certain roles I felt for certain people. And just to hear them say, you know, when I looked over this and I read it, I had to say to myself, wow, she just don't know. This is actually my life. So it's amazing to do that, and that just lets me know that this is nothing but God ordained.
And what do you feel you want the audience to take away from this stage play?
What I want them to take away is trusting and believing in God, and know that he will always be there no matter what they're going through. And to always believe in family, because family is always first. And sometimes we don't understand that, and we take it for granted. You know, you can be here one day and the next day you're gone. We have to love on each other while we're here, and to know people go through something. And sometimes we don't say anything because we're afraid that we're going to be laughed at or talked about. But this play is going to show that no matter what you're going through, you still have that circle around you that can, you know, uplift you and strengthen you in your time of trouble. And this play, I believe, is going to bring healing. It's going to break a lot of chains. The stories that are going to be told, it's going to be someone in that audience that's going to say, you know what, that's my story. This is how I can get over it. So I just want to share that message with the audience.
And also, you know, a lot of people, you know, they go through, like, they have mentors and things or people that inspire them for different things. Who are some of the mentors or different people, you know, playwrights that you look up to or admire?
I would have to say my greatest mentor is my mom. My mom is one of the strongest. Excuse me if I get a little emotional. My mom is one of the strongest women I have ever known in my life. To see a lot of what she has endured in her life and to see how she has come back shows me that if she can do it in the toughest times of her life, that I can do it. And then I would say my next biggest mentor is my sister, because she shows a lot of strength as well in things that she has faced and in taking care of my mom and being able to take care of her son as a single mother. And then my manager, Valencia, she is a big mentor to me as well, because if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would be where I am right now, because like I said prior, she has helped me believe in myself when I didn't. Some of the playwrights that I look up to is Tyler Perry. I love how he showcased what we go through and how he always keeps God first in every production that he does. And just to know that how he started from sleeping in his car to doing a show where it was only 50 people in the show, and how he has continued to groom himself and grow in the industry. And that's just what, you know, I want to do for myself.
Definitely, definitely. So I want to ask, you know, when you say you like Tyler, was it when he was on VHS doing a stage play or when he got on, like, TV? Which one did you like first, the VHS tape one or the one when he got on TV?
I started liking Tyler before TV. I think the very first play that I ever saw by him was the one that came after Mama, I Want to Sing. I didn't get to see that one. So I think the very first one was, I want to say, Class Reunion, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then I just, you know, continued to go. Tyler Perry is the only director or playwright that I have never bought bootleg, wanted to watch bootleg. He's the only one that I said, I'm going to support him. Because one day my goal, my dream is to be in one of his stage productions. That's my lifelong dream.
Wow. That's what's up. We're going to go ahead and play one of your songs that we have. I think it's called Testimony, but I call it All Right. My daughter was like, she was grooving to it and stuff. It's definitely a nice song. You know, if you're going through some rough days today, or, you know, things just aren't going the way you desire, it's okay, because you know it's going to be all right. So we're going to go to the song real quick from LaRae, and we're going to come back with her in a few and talk more about the stage play and what she's doing in the future.
Everything is going to be all right, all right.
Uh-huh.
Everything is going to be all right, all right.
afraid. Just reach out and call his name. Just walk in faith and never doubt. Trust in him and he'll bring you out. Cause everything is gonna be
you just got to tell yourself it's going to be all right, because if you don't, you with things of this society, it will drive you crazy if you don't have anything that can keep you sane. So like with my album, with entitlement, Lerae, her story, her voice, each song tells a different part of my life. So I'm telling my story, but I'm using my voice to do it. So each song is a very personal song to me, through the different struggles and trials that I went through. So that album got me through. It definitely got me through.
Wow. Definitely. I think we got your manager live on the line right here. Valencia, we got Miss Valencia live on the line. Hey. Valencia, you live on the line.
Hello. Hi.
Wow, this right here, Valencia right here, is the queen entrepreneur, and she gives back to the community. She does amazing things, and I'm proud to call her a fellow colleague and a friend, and also an amazing manager. So tell us, what made you decide, you know, take Lerae under your wing and do management with her?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, Lerae and I went to school together. We came out of school together. Yeah, we go back some ways. But she reached out to me one day on Facebook and told me that, you know, she's been in a place where she just felt stuck and she needed that extra push, and she wanted to meet up with me to talk to me about some things because she didn't know that I was doing management. And we met up. I had her write down some of her goals and tell me some of the things that she wanted to do. And once she told me the things that she wanted to do, I let her know what my expectations would be, and I let her know that I'm not one of those people that's going to let up. You know, when you tell me what your goals are, I'm going to push you so that you can succeed those goals. And
exactly.
We just went from there. We went from there. I knew saw that she it's something she really wanted to do. So I'm like, let's do it. How are we going to move from here? And once we finished the album, I'm like, okay, what's next? She's like, I really want to do a stage play. I've been writing it and I've been going back and forth. But I'm like, come on, let's do it. So for me, my job is just to give her that extra push, to remind her that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. But one thing I'm not going to do is let her get out the studio. I'm never going to let her stay out of that studio. She can do whatever she want to do, but we got to go back to that studio because her voice is amazing and it needs to be heard. So I'm never going to let her get too far away from the music.
Definitely. That's facts. You know, definitely. You need that extra push, especially like when you're in that stuck point, just somebody that can make it click, just make the connector that can make it, you know, connect the dots for you moving forward. I believe that you have an amazing support behind you, excited about the play, excited about, you know, the amazing music that you're doing. If you had advice for the young youth out there, LaRae, that are interested in getting to writing, singing, doing just anything in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say go for it. If that's your passion and that's your love, then do it. Don't let anything stop you from doing what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you any different, because nobody can know what's going on inside you but you. And find that person or those people that can help you, that has your backing. It's very important to have a mentor or a manager or family members that have your back, like 100%, not those that's just in your ear when things are good and then when things are bad, they're like, I told you not to do it. No, you need somebody that's going to be there for you all the way around. With V, it took a lot for me to learn because I was so much set in my ways. You know, I'm not used to somebody saying no. I'm not used to somebody saying, nope, you can't do that. Or, you know, I do something and I get scolded. It took a lot for me. And, you know, there were times where I wanted to say, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'm done. You know, I might sit and talk to my husband. I don't want to do this. It's too hard. You know, I don't think V really believes in me. And he would say, what makes you think that? Why? Because she's being tough on you. If she didn't believe in you, then she wouldn't be tough on you. You know, if this is what you want and you got somebody that's pushing you, then you need to stick forward. Because it don't say this is what I want to do when things are good, and then when things get bad, you don't want to do it. And I said, you know what? You're right. I done gave up on everything that I've always wanted to do. So I stuck in it. I played. I stuck in there. I took the scoldings. I took the smacks on the hand. But I appreciate it. I mean, there was time B would smack me on my hand. I'm like, it stung. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. But I'm glad that she did that, because it taught me, you know, when you have people in your corner, sometimes you got to step back, stay in your lane, and you have to listen. Because if you don't listen, then you're going to do something to mess it up. And then with me and my husband, they have the same mind. It's like if I ask her something, she give me an answer, and I ask him, they both had the same answer. I'm like, you know what, y'all make me sick. But I love it. You know, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, if I talk to him, and he'll be like, well, did you talk to V? What did V say about it? Well, if V said that, then that's what I'm going to be. And then if I talk to V and I tell her what my husband said, and she'd be like, is that what Derek said? Okay, then we're on the same page. Then what are you talking about? there's nothing else to say about it. So, I mean, and that's another blessing to have both my manager and my husband on the same page when it comes to me. So I'm just blessed.
Yeah. you're blessed with a strong team, and that's another thing. For business owners, entrepreneurs, people in the industry, building a strong support system and a team is very, very, a big necessity for anything you're doing, you know, because we can't do everything ourselves. You know, we try to, but we can't do everything ourselves. Sometimes we need that support. And it's a great thing, and it's a blessing that you have the support. So if people are interested in purchasing tickets to your stage play, and what exactly is the date, and how do they purchase tickets?
The date is Saturday, September the 22nd. We have two shows. There's a 3 p.m. show, and then we also have a 7 p.m. show. Tickets can be purchased via my website at www.theraythartist.com. We also have ticket packages. We have general ticket seating is $20. VIP seating is $35. And if you get a T-shirt, an autographed picture of the cast, and you get reserved seating. And then we also have our exclusive package, which is $50. You get a T-shirt, you get an autographed picture of the cast, and you get a meet and greet with the cast and the director, as well as reserved seating. And then we have group sales for churches or groups of 10 or more. Ticket sales are $15 per ticket. And then we also have children. If you are, I believe if you're 10 and under, I'm sorry, it's 6 to 10, it's $10. And 5 and under, it's free.
Well, okay. Are you guys doing red carpet event, like the opening night? And what's up with them concessions, though? Is any food up in there?
As much as I want to have concession, I'm unable to because they just remodeled the auditorium. However, we will be having a host of vendors. We have a lot of vendors that are amazing. Just to name a few, we have Fat Daddy's Country Lemonade. We have Jordan Air Body Care. We have The Burning Wick, Tracy Lynn Jewelry. We have Imani J Collections. We have, I think, about 19 vendors that are going to be in the building. So definitely people come on out and shop. We will be having a red carpet for the 7 p.m. show by Miss Robin Dorsey. She will be doing the red carpet for our 7 p.m. show.
Definitely. Make sure that you guys come out, support small businesses. You know, we have to support our community. Definitely support everything she has going on. It's been a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. You're doing some amazing things. And I see nothing but success. And don't let this be the last time you're on here, you know. We got to definitely follow up and see what else is going on.
Will do. I thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
I hope you had fun with me.
I did. I had a great time.
Definitely. We always ask people, you know, say your name and give us a quick shout out to Lush Radio Online. You ready?
Say my name and give a quick shout out. Okay. This is Larae, the artist, and I just want to give a quick shout out to Lush Radio Online. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for coming. It's a pleasure. Make sure you support that stage play, The Ties That Bind. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be impactful. It's going to be packed. We're going to have everybody in the community needs to come out there and support this stage play. And make sure you log on to www.LarayTheArtist.com and purchase your tickets online. And make sure you get that VIP package. You know you want an autographed shirt. You know you want that. So make sure if you support that and everything, you know. So if you weren't able to catch the show live, we're also going to have the show able for you guys to check online and also have the link for downloading purposes. Valencia, thank you so much. for stopping by on the show. Amazing work. And we're going to go ahead and play that song again. Love, Peace, and Chicken Grease. And you know what? I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I am the people's voice. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And you just officially got stand with your girl, Lorray. Because you know, it's all right, all right, all right, all right. We're going to play that song just because I can. You know, make sure you support that stage play, baby. All right, all right, all right.
Everything is going to be all right, all right.
Uh-huh.
Everything is going to be all right. Afraid, just reach out and call his name.